Listening Library presents A House Called Awful End, Book One of the Eddie Dickens Trilogy, by Philip Arder. Read for you by Martin Rayner. A message to my American listeners, at no extra cost. Greetings from across the Atlantic. I'm so delighted that A House Called Awful End has been published in the United States that I want to say a few special words to my American listeners. Yes, you. The story you're about to hear was originally written in installments for my nephew Ben, who was at boarding school in England while his parents were living in Russia. Instead of sending him letters about how many cups of tea I'd drunk, or how hard it had rained, there's plenty of tea drinking and rain in England, I decided to send him a silly adventure story in installments, with a new episode every 2 weeks. The audiobook you are now listening to, or have clenched between your teeth if you're very hungry, is the result. Of course, when I was writing those letters, I had no idea that they'd end up becoming this audiobook, but they did. May your lives be full of such good fortune, too. Philip Arder, 2002. Episode 1. Crinkly Around the Edges, in which Eddie Dickens is sent away for his own good. When Eddie Dickens was 11 years old, both his parents caught some awful disease that made them turn yellow, go a bit crinkly around the edges, and smell of old hot water bottles. There were lots of diseases like that in those days. Perhaps it had something to do with all that thick fog, those knobbly, cobbled streets, and the fact that everyone went everywhere by horse, even to the bathroom.